Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tu.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the shining star of Just Fabulous Wrestling, Charlie Brennan. How are you this season, Charlie?
Really good. How are you?
I'm brilliant, thank you.
Good.
Yes, it's the second time we tried to do this. It was a bit noisy at the nightclub last time we tried to do this.
I know, at the back of Fusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know there was another nightclub at the back of Fusion nightclub.
It was quite, the rest of the interviews, it was quiet. So it was only just when they came, they started playing music next door. So it was like,
that's all
the mic scenes I want to pick up, was that music from next door. So.
Right, I know.
Before we get into a bit of your career, so how long have you been a wrestling fan?
I started watching wrestling maybe about 2010, so probably a lot later than most guests you've had on. Like, I grew up literally watching Rey Mysterio and CM Punk.
Yeah.
Like, I am so new to the business. Like, but a lot of people are saying, like Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair. I have probably seen maybe about half of a Ric Flair match.
Wow.
Like, I should probably do my research, but I just haven't. But yeah, my first like storyline, what I remember, is CM Punk versus Rey Mysterio in a head-shaved versus losing mask.
Yeah.
So obviously if Punk, because that's when he had the long hair and all that. So if Punk lost, which he did, then Rey would shave his head. Yeah. And I used to go downstairs, and like my dad used to be playing it. I mean, not playing it, but, like, watching it. And then, like, I was like, wow, this is boss. Coincidentally, on that show, John Cena, like, AA'd Batista off a car.
Yeah, I remember.
So, yeah, I'm kind of, like, a sick and twisted man. Of shaving heads and getting thrown off cars interested me at the time.
Because that was when Punk had... He got his head shaved and he started wearing a mask himself, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then Big Show ripped it off. I remember that era so well.
I was just getting back into it around. That's when Joel started watching wrestling. So that's when I started watching it again.
Yeah. Anything before that, I've seen like little clippets, but nothing full on.
Yeah, some of my favourite Ric Flair matches is feud with Match Early 90s. That's when I started getting it. I'm sure my age now, that's when I started watching wrestling. 92.
I'm probably going to get like loads of hate now, but another one. I don't think I've ever seen Macho Man wrestle.
He's my favourite wrestler.
No. I've heard of his name, but...
I'll send you some matches.
Yeah, you have to.
Alright, so was Rey Mysterio your favourite wrestler growing up?
At the very start, then I discovered Edge. I loved Edge.
Yes.
Probably hence my hair. and, yeah. Then it just... because all of my favourites had really long hair. Because I liked Edge. Then he retired. Then I liked Daniel Bryan when he had long hair. And, yeah, I kind of just stopped watching WWE at a certain point.
Yeah.
And I still do now, to be fair, but... Yeah, I just like long hair dudes.
Right, so what prompted you to don the tights and get into the ring then?
Alright, so I've always kind of wanted to do it. Like, I used to start off with just like dropping my sister on her head on my trampoline.
Yeah.
You know, like I know most people like backyard when they first start. I had a trampoline, you know what I mean? I had the greatest six-sided trampoline wrestling ring ever.
Yeah, wow.
But, when I say wrestling ring, it was just a normal trampoline with a net around it.
Yeah.
But in a wrestling kid's mind, like, it was like WrestleMania. I just used to like ask my sister to like if I can like I don't know, like AAA or like choke slam it.
Yeah.
Then she didn't really like it, so then I just moved on to like death and like Teddy's, which we used to like leg drop them on the trampoline. Yeah, so I've always wanted to do it. Then at about 14, so yeah, I was looking at different schools and I was thinking of like, you know, Runcorn, RWA.
Yeah.
Or All-Star, you know, Dino Marks.
Yes, Bromber.
So then I was thinking between them. Then Fighting Spirit opened like 20 minutes down the road for me. Zach Gibson and James Drake.
Yeah.
So I trained there for about half a year when I was like 14. And it was really good. But then I started like, there was no reason for it. Like, I enjoyed it. I just want, like, how's the best way to put it? Like, I really enjoyed it, but I just, like, wanted to stop going.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but then I was like, alright, maybe wrestling isn't for me. You know what I mean? I tried it. Maybe it's just not for me. So then I spent, that was 2017. Yeah, so like 2 years later, this Alan Martin started a school like 5 minutes down the road.
Yeah.
Like, it literally took me like 5 minutes just to walk today. And I wasn't quite sure what the name was, whether it was like Wrestling Sport or Just Fabulous Pro Wrestling, but now it's just Fabulous Pro Wrestling. So yeah, I've like never looked back.
Cool. So was Edge kind of the wrestler you wanted to kind of mould your style around when you started training them?
Like, I do a spear. When I say I do a spear, I'm pretty sure I've hit one.
Yeah.
In, like, my three matches. But, I just like Edge's look. Like, when he returned to the Royal Rumble, I forgot how much I loved him until I just seen his entrance, and I was just instantly hooked again.
Oh, I was so happy when he turned up, wasn't it?
I know. Like, obviously there was always, like, rumours about it, but, like, rumours will always be rumours till it actually happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people moaning that he hasn't come back, they want him to be there every week, I was like, well, the whole point.
Yeah, isn't he doing, like, only, like, special ones now, or something?
I think he's only signed to do, like, 20 appearances a year, so he can't be there every week. He's only signed on to do three matches.
20 is still a lot, to be fair. And then there's like 12 months in a year.
Yeah,
good on him.
Yeah, I think he signed on to do 4 matches, and one of them was the Rumble match. They probably do the big 4 pay-per-views.
Oh, yeah, probably, actually. I'll be watching them anyway. I don't really like WWE anymore, but I'd watch for Edge. Edge is boss.
Yeah, I tend to just watch. I watch MLW, NWA, AEW.
Yeah.
NXT. I tend to just listen to podcasts to catch up on Raw and SmackDown. I don't tend to watch.
Yeah, like, it got to a point where I've just quit, like, catching up. Like, I just haven't cared.
Well, I have to. But
it's not like I haven't cared, it's just like, I don't know, I just kind of think when you missed out on a few weeks, like, don't get me wrong, I'd still watch the odd, you know, like, YouTube clip if something interests me.
Yeah.
But, like, watching, like, how long is it now? 4 hours? 3 hours?
It's 3 hours for Raw, 2 hours for SmackDown.
Yeah, I just don't like wrestling that much.
That's it. I've stopped watching NXT UK because NXT went 2 hours. I just haven't got enough time in the week to watch NXT UK now.
I know. And
Impact's, I've stopped watching. I don't watch as much.
You have got to be, like, this massive wrestling fan, and I mean massive, to be able to actually want to watch everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just too much.
My must-sees are NXT. I watch them every year.
You see, that's another one. I used to love NXT. Now I just haven't watched it in so long. I've came to the conclusion I just don't like watching wrestling. I like it when I'm actually there, like, watching a show. But watching it on a screen, I just don't get amused by it.
Oh, yeah. It's nothing better than live wrestling.
I know.
So, do your friends and family think you're wrestling?
Hater. No, I'm joking. They love it. I think they love it anyway. Like, my first match, like, probably about 90% of the crowd was my family.
Wow.
Like, there was only like 30 people there anyway in total.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, my first match was just amazing. Like, I was against Liam Carr.
He's quite a big name, though.
Hmm, sorry?
He's quite a big name on the British scene, Liam Carr.
Liam Carr is just amazing. Like, I'm surprised that he had them booked literally everywhere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't mind if there was, like, 4 people there or 30 people there. I had fun with Liam Carr. And then, yeah, it was just good that, literally, like, I was the main event.
Wow.
In my debut, I was the main event in a 6-sided ring. Surely that's got to be a first.
It must be. I was looking at that ring going, how many sides is on it? Because in the picture it looked like 5. I was like, can't be a 5-sided ring.
Yeah, it's a 6-sided ring. I'm pretty sure, I was actually speaking to John Kane about this the other day. I'm pretty sure I must be the only guy in the UK who's had more matches in a 6-sided ring than I ever thought. Like, it just doesn't happen.
So was that been your favourite match so far?
My first one? Well, I've only had 3. I really enjoyed the Fusion one. I really did.
That was a great match. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Probably because I just went out of my comfort zone a bit, you know what I mean? Doing a flip off the apron, like, was definitely an experience.
Yeah.
That's my... Who was that? That was Raymundo, Tyler Adams, and Ben Reed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
That was for a title match in your third in your third match. It's not too bad.
I know. Nothing too bad for myself there. I'm my first match in a 4-sided ring.
This is Cyrus Blackwell, and you will say my name and keep listening to Broken But Glorious.
Cool. So on the 29th of February, you're wrestling at a tournament for Autism in Motion. So congratulations on being front and centre on the poster. That must be a bad moment.
I was not expecting it, but yeah, I was like, yeah, it's a boss poster, isn't it?
Yeah.
That
should be a proud moment for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's my profile. Yeah, it is my profile picture.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the 29th. It's an 8-man tournament. I think it's 8. Could be 10. No, it's an 8-man tournament.
Yes.
And I have got Cyrus Blackwell in the first round.
Tough test.
I know. He's a big one. So yeah, let's just hope for the best.
Yeah, other first round matches, Aaron Martin versus Sean Phoenix. You got Heavy Monroe versus James Reed, who's recently been on the show. I'll be releasing his interviews shortly. And then Ray Mundo versus Joey Rush. So it's a great little tournament.
Yeah. Just a one night all afternoon tournament.
Do you get a trophy or a title at the end of it?
Yeah, it's for the championship. It's for... I'm pretty sure it's the Prestige Championship.
Alright, that's cool.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is. And, obviously, proceeds are going to the centre. So, yeah. And it's only £4. How boss is that, eh?
That's great.
But, yeah. I'll be a boss promoter. But, yeah. That's the 29th.
Yeah, and then on the 7th of March, you're facing...
A massive
man in Isaac Moore for the just fabulous legacy championship.
So, I'm gonna die that day.
that like, man's called March Mayhem.
Yeah, in we go. Yeah, there's not that many people that intimidate me in this business, but Isaac's one of them. He is massive.
He's at least 6'5", I think. He's a lot taller than I thought he was gonna be. So when I met him.
Yeah.
Fusion.
He's just massive. Like, I feel like I was, like, quite tall for my age.
Yeah.
But, like, Isaac's just...
Have you read the...
Ginos.
Read the description on a just fabulous website? It says, Isaac North has held the heavyweight championship for nearly 300 days. He's crushed and destroyed every single person in front of him. He laughed when he was told he was defending it against Charlie.
I know. Which, to be fair, he probably did. I would not blame him.
So it's a proper underdog story. So this will be your 5th match, or are you having any other matches in between? So
it's for now, that's all I've got coming up. The tournament on the 29th and then the week after against Ardiff.
Yeah. So it could be, either be your fifth match, or if you win the tournament, it'll be your eighth match being in another championship match.
yeah, it actually was.
It's a pretty stacked card, because you've also got Babyface Pitbull taking on Liverpool legend Frankie Sloan.
Frankie Sloan, I know. MMA. And it's your James Reed face, Dave Popper.
Yeah.
And those who know each other very well, because they train together.
Yeah. Dave Fortner seemed like a really nice lad when I met him backstage at Fusion as well.
Dave's lovely. I love Dave.
He's great. He's great at telling stories. He had some fun stories. And James Reed, he was a lot of fun to talk to.
Yeah, they're both boss people.
For further information, the links will be in the description of the interview. So, last bit on Just Fabulous. Have you seen What Culture's own Sam Miller will be arriving at Just Fabulous, and he's opened an open challenge to anyone on the roster, so will you be stepping up?
To Simon Miller?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to.
you could be the legacy champion by then.
I know I could. I could be the legacy and the prestige.
I'll put both titles up. I'm sure if you put both titles on the line, he'll take your challenge.
I know. That's in Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just Fabulous is expanding. That'll be another box show. Oh, sorry.
I'll also put ticket information in the description for that show as well.
Yeah, that's the 26th of March.
Yes.
Thursday night grabs. Yeah, Sammy Miller is alone, just coming to Just Fab's boss.
Yeah, so he's one of my favourite YouTubers.
Why? Yeah, I love him.
This is Brian Aidenson telling you to listen to Broken But Glorious Podcast.
So I've asked both the Wrestle Island and the Just Fabulous wrestling fan groups on Facebook for questions. So we'll go.
Okay.
Graham Williams says, how did you feel after your first match?
After my first match? I remember posting something a few days after, and I meant it. It generally took me a few days to recover. Not because I was hurt, just how, made up and how high. I don't do drugs, but just how, mentally high I was after it. I just loved it. obviously, I said before, but Liam Carr is just one special person.
Yeah.
He just is. And I just loved my first, and I was just on cloud nine after it. There's just no other way around it.
He also asks, would you join the Merseyside Mercenary squad if you're offered?
Would I join the Merseyside Mercenary squad?
It doesn't quite go as Merseyside Murder Squad. It just rolls off the tongue. Murder Squad sounds better than Mercenary Squad.
I know. But, yeah, I joined it. I like both people. There's only two so far, yeah. Yeah, Dan and Scott are good people.
they've turned on the two people who've joined it so far. Cameron and Hudson.
I know.
He said, why did you help Dan eliminate Disco Burt?
I'm a changed man now.
Yeah.
Was you at the show?
Yes, I probably. Was that when he won the briefcase?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I just decided to low blow Burt.
Yeah.
I just got bored. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a changed man now, though.
Yeah.
I've changed ways.
Then Wrestle Island themselves have got in touch, so they said, what's your favourite Disney movie?
Probably the latest Lion King, the new one.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Is that really stupid?
I thought it was rubbish.
Really? Although, okay, to be honest, I actually haven't seen the first one.
Oh, you have to see the first one and you think, this is rubbish. Same with Aladdin. The new Aladdin's crap. if you like the.
Is it actually?
I like the original from the 90s when I was little.
I love Disney. I just love Disney. Alexis Falcon, is there no one who loves Disney?
Yes.
I love her because she loves Disney.
Dan Evans is all over his Instagram as well, doesn't he?
I know. Oh, one day we need like an island trip to Disney. Just like, who else loves Dan loves Disney? An island away day to Disney, Florida. What could go wrong?
Yeah, bucket piece.
Book a shoulder while you're at it.
Wrestlehand also asks your favourite Dan Evans moment.
His favourite Dan Evans moment? Oh, okay. When Dan used to do the camps, you know, like the holiday camps.
Yeah.
We'd get there, like, before the show. And we'd go play in the arcade.
Oh, so.
That was really fun. We were there in Pontins. So, like, before, like, the ring got there, we just used to play air hockey.
It's like Southport.
Yeah.
Right, so.
Yeah, Dan's boss of air hockey.
And you said if you could bring one wrestler to the island that hasn't wrestled there, who would you pick?
Liam Carr.
Yeah.
Like Liam Carr. I forgot that Liam Carr actually hadn't wrestled there, but Liam Carr.
Yes.
Just.
He's somebody I really want to see live. I've seen videos of him.
Haven't you seen him live?
No.
Oh, like, yeah. He's just, yeah, just Liam Carr.
Oh, so is Graham's back and he's asked, will you be seeing you in the Island Rumble?
Do you want the truth or do you want to lie? Alright, so will I be at the Island Rumble? No. I'll be there. I'm just not in the Rumble, though.
So, mate, not even under a mask? That's what he said.
Did he say not enough? No. Okay, to be honest, me and Pete have, like, spoke, and he's even said that some point in the future, you know, I will get an Island opportunity. But right now in the stage, I just wouldn't want to, like, mess it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to offend anyone here. But I'm pretty sure over the last two Island Rumbles, how many people have we seen debut in the Rumble and we haven't seen again? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can think of about at least five who's appeared in the Rumble and never seen again. And I just don't want one of them to be me. You know what I mean? If I want to do it, then I want to make sure that I do it properly.
Yes, definitely.
I've
got Elias Quinn, Tom Hayden, the sons of a Liade, was it?
Yeah, and it's not like they're like not like, you know, good enough, because they're all really talented people.
Yeah.
But just the islands, you know, just haven't pulled them back. But that doesn't mean that they're not good, because they're all, you know, boss people. But I just don't want, because especially with Ireland, you know what I mean? Like, it's like home to me, you know what I mean? It's like a second home. Pete's been good to me. But I'm not sure if he actually wanted me to say that, but he had actually been in touch, and he said in the future I can, you know, when I'm ready. So the decision's up to me, and I wouldn't feel comfortable at this stage.
I think you'll get the biggest pop in Ireland history when you come out. So. I'd save it so you feel properly ready. So.
Yeah, like, hopefully I do at some point. Like, that's another thing. If I want to do it, I want to make sure it's right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like with the Rumble, I just feel like I was going to make the numbers and I don't really, you know, like, belong there. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't just want to make up, you know, 30 people. If I want to, like, do it, I want to do it right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so.
But, yeah, I'll still be there, obviously, because, you know, I help Pete out with the show and all that. I'll still be at the show, but just not a part of the show.
How did you get involved with working backstage at Wrestle Island?
Punching Bert in the dick. I would say that's a lie, but it's generally not. I entered because I won the raffle in September to enter the ring with Bert, to enter with Dan.
Yes.
So that was in the December show of 2017. And after that, Pete said, look, great kind, we've like lost a few people, you know, backstage. Do you want to come on and join the team? So from February, the first Rumble, it was the first Island Rumble, was my first show helping out.
That was a great Rumble as well.
Yeah, I actually watched that, remember, because I got told to like keep the kids away from the ring.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done a good job since I've never been asked to do that again.
Yeah, my 4-year-old Isaac, he loves to watch that Rumble every game because he likes it. He's still convinced he was at that show, but he wasn't. He was like, he was sick. But he's convinced he was there because he's got it on DVD. He's at all the time. He loves Rumble.
Oh, that's the one with the conga, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Our Joel's the one with the orange Rey Mysterio mask on if anyone ever sees it.
Oh.
He stands on it. But whether he'll do it now, because he's only 15 and he's a moody teenager at the moment. Just
oh, yeah. I remember that stage all those years ago.
It's back to questions. We've got Graham Fisher. Who would you like to see at the island?
Who would I like to see? Yeah. Liam Carr. Oh, another one. Could be Isaac North.
I think Isaac North would be great, I think. Or just if they bring in the Unforgiven, bring in Joey Voshan.
Unforgiven and Wrestle Island would be boss.
Yeah.
Although I'm saying that, I'm pretty sure they add members to it every show. That's you, just everyone's just going to stand up on their seat and just claim they're Unforgiven.
An Unforgiven versus Rejected feud could be cool.
Hmm?
Unforgiven versus Rejected feud could be interesting.
Isaac North, Joey Rush, and Alan Morton.
Yeah.
Yeah, Unforgiven. Base, Demon Eye, Abandon, and... Does he still wrestle now?
He's coming back soon, he's just had a baby.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Pete, make it happen. Dolce versus Dolce, six man tie.
Okay, okay.
Pete's on a heavy after this.
He also said, would you smack Tom Baker with a chair for a donut?
I'd do it for nothing. If he provides me with a chair, I'll hit him right over the head.
So for those that know, Tom Baker is the host of Think Wrestling. He comes to Wrestle Island and does interviews.
Yeah, to be fair, like, I know we mess around, but I love Tom. He's such a good human.
Yeah. I've spoken to him once or twice. He's really nice.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Alright, then we've got Steve Connett. He says, who would you like to have a potential match with at Just Fabulous?
Harry McKinney.
Oh, that'd be great.
Every show, we speak about wrestling. And I keep on saying I'm going to speak to Tom about it, and I'll just keep on forgetting. But I would love to wrestle Harry McKinney.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, the Battle of the 17-year-olds.
Yeah, it's going to be weird when he's like 20. I can't imagine how good he's going to be when he's 22, 23.
Oh, I know. Like
how good he is now.
I know. Harry's just like one of those people in wrestling where you can't really say anything bad about him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's just lovely. And I just really want to wrestle him.
Debbie Pritchard says, can I still GHD your hair?
Yes.
What's GHD?
Alright, I'm actually not sure what it means, but she's always on about straightening my hair.
Oh, straightening? Oh, they could be straightening.
Okay. I'm actually not sure what that stands for, but I'm just going to guess. It means that because she's always been on about it. But yes, if she can get a pair of straighteners to a show where I'm at, then I would let her do it.
Yeah, I've just googled it. The hair straighteners are really good. Apparently, hair
Then yes, you can.
Right, so there,
what have I done to myself now?
Ian Jones, what promotions do you want to work for in 2020?
Ooh. Obviously, Wrestle Island's one of them. But it's going to be, you know, late 2020. But I don't want to rush things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I want to take my time with stuff. I also really want to be with, by the end of this year, this is like a little target, be with a touring company. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a company who doesn't just base their shows. You know what I mean? Does, like, each weekend go to, like, a different town.
A bit like Megaslam. Thing, or
yeah, Northwest. Yeah, there's a few. There's Megaslam, EPW. Yeah, there's a few touring companies.
I've been to an EPW event. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, EPW is really good.
They somehow made... I don't know if they only had six wrestlers on the show or they had eight wrestlers on the show because two of them came out in masks and they looked very similar to two guys they had earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But
I like WWE. The people there are good. So, yeah. The best show, though, the shows with the good people on. And, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to two shows. They're at the Walsh Town Hall a couple of times, so whenever at a town hall, I get tickets. So it's really good.
Yeah.
The first show they had Bram on, and like, Joel's convinced it was TNA, so I didn't tell him it wasn't TNA. So he was still convinced he went to a TNA show when he was about 10.
Yeah, the LP Port show got really good, actually.
Yeah. So, if he says, who from Wrestle Island would you like to face? So we've done Harry McKenney, anybody else?
Okay, I'm going to say someone, and everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah, you, but Dan Evans.
Yes.
Like, me and Dan would have so much fun. Like, there's just some people in life who just want to wrestle, and Dan's one of them.
Yeah.
No one's Scott. I really want to wrestle Scott Owen. So maybe if I just find someone I like, we can have a tag team.
Yeah. You and Papa Pete.
Yes, me and Pete form a tag team. The Island New World Order.
So they've asked you if you want to join the mercenary squad. They've now asked, do you want to join the rejected?
Should I just join Unforgiven? I might as well. I'm joining every other team. I'm going to say no, just for like, don't really want to like join two teams.
No.
But that might cause a bit of mayhem. But yeah, once again, people in rejected, like, yeah, they're good. Yeah, Best Island, I've got like a good team, actually, with good people.
I think I've interviewed about 10 members of the rejected. Like current and former members.
They didn't even know they were like 10 people. Like,
yeah, they've had.
I know, like Cameron used to be in it.
They've had a lot of members over the years. RWA, basically, when you come out of the train and you either join the rejected or you're the Wolfpack. That's what seems.
Oh.
That's what seems to happen. Who's your biggest ever dream match?
Ever. Probably against Edge, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just because, once again, just, well, like I said before, you know what I mean? He's just always, not always being my favourite, but yeah, he was my favourite. So I feel like it'll be just real good, and Edge is just boss. Yes. So he's making me look boss too.
I'm guessing you're going to say Edge again, because he's asked who's your biggest hero in wrestling.
Are they the same? Because aren't heroes like who do like good stuff for you?
Yeah.
Or you see, Adam hadn't really done much good stuff for me.
No.
My heroes in wrestling are probably just, you know, like the usual. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure like the actual like definition of hero is. But it does hero mean like just someone you look up to or just someone who's like.
Yeah, I don't know. This person who's helped you out the most in your wrestling career so far, maybe.
Okay, three people. Peter Blackham, John Kane, and Tom Doolan.
Yes.
Also, no, yeah.
Graham Williams asks, what do you prefer to do at shows? Watch as a fan, photography, helping out backstage, or wrestling?
Wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, wrestling's always been the thing. I'm pretty sure, like, I started helping out backstage at Wrestle Island because I still wanted to be a part of the business in some way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. But obviously, I tried wrestling in Fighting Spirit and thought it wasn't for me. Then I've always kind of, like, photographed wrestling shows, you know, just from, like, the fan's perspective. And then early last year, John Kane got in contact and he started running shows called Wrestling Sports.
Yes.
And he used me as the official photographer.
Oh, wow.
So that was really fun to do. So I got two experiences because then I was doing that and then Tom started using me for Just Fabulous. So then I was doing both them shows, and now roughly a year, well, just less than a year, I'm now wrestling for both of them.
Oh, amazing.
So yeah, they're both, well, I say both, they're just one company now, but Just Fabulous is boss.
It's been the last
they do a lot for good people.
Yes, they do, yeah. They do some great work. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, then Debbie has another question. So Debbie Pritchard, who would you like to face the most and the least, and why?
The most. Yeah, have an edge in the world, or... Hang on, who would I like to wrestle just in the UK? Like, not like certain companies. Edge, as in like the entire world, yeah. But just in the UK, probably. I'm actually not sure, you know. Probably just down again.
Yeah.
Like, my shows, like, I know quite a lot of, like, the US fans go for, like, the Progress shows or the Rev Pro shows, you know what I mean? But my joy of British wrestling is just going, I don't know, like 20 minutes down the road and seeing, you know, a show.
Yeah, because that TNA Ignition show at the weekend was amazing. So, it's
the
best shows I went to in a while.
Oh, yeah, that Ignition was boss. But, yeah, like, TNT normally get, like, good shows. I mean, not normally get, like, big names. But, I don't know, I think locally, yeah, just Dan. Dan's boss. I want to wrestle Dan. Someone make it happen.
It's also nice, who would you not want to wrestle?
Who would I not want to wrestle? Oh, so how much mayhem can I cause now?
Maybe from her, who do you think will hurt you the most?
Oh, I don't know. Nah. I'm actually really excited for that match.
Yeah.
I won't be there next morning, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that match. I really am.
This is Joey Fabulous, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious, and that is fabulous.
Right there, last question for me then. So what advice would you give to any kids wanting to get into wrestling?
Okay, a lot of people are going to say, find the best girls, find the best trainers, you know what I mean? Find somewhere what suits you.
Yes.
Find somewhere where you're comfortable. Because if you're getting taught the right way, then it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just don't make yourself feel pressured in doing it. Make it something you want to do. Yeah, that's just it. Don't make sure you feel comfortable. And obviously get taught the right way.
Yes.
But morally, just make yourself feel comfortable while doing it.
Cool.
Make sure you go at your own pace too. Don't let anyone else, like, just because everyone, like, learns at a different pace. So, if someone learns a certain thing quicker than you, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Everyone who passionately wants to do it will get to it in the end, no matter what. Whatever it takes. 6 weeks or whether it takes 4 years, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I've interviewed some guys who they've been wrestling within a couple of weeks. They've had their first match. They've had guys who've been they trained for 18 months before they had their first match.
Yeah, like I was like obviously I had like the 6 months in Fighting Spirit, but I only started training at like with John Kane and Tom at the end of October.
Yeah,
and I made my debut in the middle of December. So that's only for, like, 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't, like, regret doing it, because, you know, I mean, regret the pace, but I was comfortable, because I was comfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah. It's, yeah, just find something that suits you. It doesn't have to be the best. Try and make it not the worst, but just make sure you're comfortable.
Alright, cool. So, before we go, do you want to promote any social media you have?
Yeah. So, I've got a page called Charlie Brennan Wrestler. My Instagram is Charlie_Brennan02. And Yeah, that's about it. I don't really use Twitter. Hold on, my Twitter anyway. I used to have a proper ridiculous Twitter name. And then James Greenwood told me off.
Oh, that was like Charlie and then 1,000 numbers after it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it literally was. It was like Charlie, it was like at Charlie, 0204291216. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then he made me change it, which I thank him a lot for. Now it's only at Charlie Bessler.
Yeah.
So, which I'm surprised hasn't already been taken.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But, yeah.
Cool, so
and obviously, sorry, I've got... Obviously, the show that I'm at is just fabulous. The 29th at the Autism in Motion. I'm not sure, yeah. And then the March the 7th, me against Isaac in the goal for March Mayhem. And obviously, because I'm not wrestling, but Pete's always been good to me. And they've got a show this Sunday.
This Sunday, always.
Yeah, Wrestle Island in... Oh, wait... What's your name of the venue? Like, I know it's in St. Anne's Parish Centre, yeah, in Rock Ferry. So, yeah, get to that. That's going to be a bosh show.
I can't wait for that show. So. I'm going to be
knackered. I know.
They're only going to put Cameron versus Scott on last after the Rumble. You're going to be knackered. If you have Dan Evans versus Alexis and then a Rumble and then Cameron versus Scott over.
I know.
It's going to be emotionally
like,
drained.
All those matches are really good. You've got a 30-person Rumble. You've also got Harry vs. Billy.
Yeah.
Then Dan vs. Alexis. Scott vs. Cam, which will just be amazing on every level possible. And, yeah, going to be a bush show.
Yeah, and Alexis is finally going to get a women's title as well. So.
Yeah, and... Graham, and I'm sure Graham's section with Ian and all those people who wear like tops and wear masks and who make signs will be chuffed that she's having a championship match.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, it will be.
Alright, cool. So I've really enjoyed speaking today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.